different forms of tumen tara zois chukas atoira. The pasuk speaks about what happens if a person is tame. How do we cleanse him? And the pasuk speaks about different types of tumah, different situations. I just want to read you the beginning of the parasha, and then we'll get to the pasuk I'd like to speak about. Parasha Matchila begins as follows. Zois chukas ha-Torah asher tziva Hashem leimor daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu elecho pora aduma temima asher im b'mum asher lo ola le'ol. Zeh inyan shel pora aduma, and everyone knows Parshas Chukas speaks about the inyan of pora aduma. But the pasuk continues a little bit later on, and the pasuk says the following thing. Zois ha-Torah adam kiyomus ba'oyel kol ha-ba'al ha-oyel v'chol ha-sheh ba'oyel yitmashivas yamim. Zois ha-Torah adam kiyomus ba'oyel. When a person dies, betoch ha-oyel means inside of a tent or inside of some sort of structure, kol ha-ba'al ha-oyel v'chol ha-sheh ba'oyel yitmashivas yamim become tamei. Now, this concept, this idea means that anything that's betoch binyan, that there is a mace there, becomes tamei. L'mashal, if you're in a beit, we call beit cholim, there's a hospital, v'niftar echad, one of the patients dies in the beit cholim, the entire building becomes tamei. The entire building. So for example, sometimes you'll go to one of the hospitals here in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, and there'll be a sign standing outside that says, Azhara l'kohanim. What does it mean, Azhara l'Kohanim? It means it's a warning that Kohanim are not allowed to go in. Now, I am not 100% familiar with how careful the different hospitals are, and if you are a Kohen, you have to know, you could speak to someone like Rabbi Friedman, who is very aware of the different situations and all the different hospitals, whether they're on top of what exactly is the status in this hospital, but there definitely is certain circumstances that you'll see a sign, Azhara l'Kohanim, the entire hospital's off limits because someone's inside was nifter. Zois ha-Torah adam ki yamos ba'el. However, the Gemara Yevamah Samach Aleph Amar Aleph Omer that this is limited, zemugbal, which means it's limited, rak to kivrei Yehudim or Yisraelim. Kivrei oivdei koichavim Einam metamim ba'oyel. And Ovid Kechavim, a goy, is not metamim ba'oyel. Atem kruyim adam, ve'ein Ovidei ha'koychavim kruyim adam. The pasuk says, makatuv ba'pasuk, adam ki yomis ba'oyel. Mize adam, who is called a person, who has the shem, the toar of adam ki yomis ba'oyel, katuv b'gemar yevomos, Zerak Yehudi, v'lo Ovdei Kechav. Okay. B'divrei Chazal Elu, these words of Chazal, there was many times that the Sonei Yisrael said that we see from over here the Jewish people are racist. Jewish people are racist. Why? They say that Goyim are subhuman. And they took this Maimur Chazal and they said that you see from over here the Jewish people do not value the lives of Gentiles. The Goyim are not people, they're not humans. Atem kruyim adam. Ve'enu masayilam kachom kruyim adam. We're not people. And this has often been the type of thing that Sleim Yisrael have used to try to froth lots of anti-Semitism. Limashal, there was a story of someone by the name of Mendel Bayless. Mendel Bayless was a person who was accused of some type of espionage, of anti-patriotic activity. He's accused of being a traitor, a spy, and he was on trial. And during that tkufa, they were talking, there was a tremendous amount of anti-Semitism that was coming to the surface. And they said that the Jewish people, they have no value for Goyish life. So Mamela, it doesn't bother them. They have no conscience about it. Amir Shapiro. Amir, Zelo Pshat Bechlal, Masha Chazal Amo. Atem Kuyim Adam, Vein Umas Oilem Kuyim Adam. Havana Hilagamri Acheret. Means something else in Gansen. What does it mean? It means Kacha. Amir Meir Shapiro, Shapshatu. Eitzel Agoyim. יש כזה מושג של human life. יש כזה מושג. For sure, the Jewish people value the human life of God. However, the lives of the individual goyim are not mikushorim achad l'sheni. They have nothing to do with each other. Every person lives his own life, has his own identity, is his own individual. Eitzel ha-Yehudim ze acheret. Eitzel Yehudim, kol Yehudi kashur, is connected to kol Yehudi acher. Anachnu kulanu ish echad belev echad. Lachen, what the pasuk means is atem kruyim adam. Rak, you are called, you, all of you, all of us, kruyim adam. We are one. That's Zekavana. And he said, "Ani yotze laharot lachem, right here, bidyuk et havort hazehavana. Yes, Yudi Achad achshav omed, he's standing here, and he's being prosecuted. One Jew, and the entire Ummah is, all of them are upset, and they're concerned, and they're worried. Everyone is ma'iye im Yehudi echad. Eitzel ha-goyim. There's one guy who's standing trial for whatever. Makes a difference. People, they care? No. It's his life. It's his issue. Etzleinu ze acheret. Atem kruyim adam. He says, is the pshat, that the tzleinu hakol echad. And he brings a raya. The raya is katuv bapasuk etzel Esav. The pasuk speaks about all of the members of his house, and they're called nafshot beto. The many souls, nafshot beto, is there any, the nefoshois that were in Esav's house. But by Yaakov, what does it say? Bishivim nofesh. Nofesh is Lashon Yochid. By Esav, Katuv Nafshot, because there's many Nafshot. By Yaakov, Katuv Shivim Nafesh, is only one. Etzleinu, Hakol Kashur. Etzleinu, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh, Anachnu Ish Achad Belev Achad, Anachnu Kulanu Doagim, Kulanu Achrayim, Kulanu Chayim, Oto Chayim. We're really all one people. The Sefer Rivavos Ephraim is a Sefer written by the Kli Yochor, Drashot Shel Kli Yochor, V'Omer Davar Ma'od Ma'anyen. Omer, there are arba, there are four different milim for mankind. Anyone try to get four milim for mankind? Four milim. Words for how do you say man in Hebrew? Anyone?
Ish.
Adam.
Enosh.
Enosh. One more. Gever, those are the four. Amechen mitzade gover, ma enosh kisis kirenu, ish, and Adam. And three of them, says the Malbim, says the Kli Yochor, Sefer Rivos Ephraim, it's shayach loshen rabim. Yesh kaze musag shel gvarim, not just gever, gvarim. יש כזה מושג של אנשים, not just אנוש, אנשים. יש כזה מושג אישים, there's אישים רבים, says in the pasuk. אצל אדם, there's no such thing as אדמים. אדם is only לשון יחיד. Omer Arivos Ephraim, Atem Kruim Adam, Etzlachem, Etzleinu, Ein Rabim. Ein Rabim is just Adam. Anachnu, Adam Echad. We're one person. It's a Lagoyim, there's Enosh. It's a Lagoyim, there's Ish. It's a Lagoyim, there's Gever. For sure, we value the lives of the Goyim. They don't have something that we have, which is unique. Is Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh Anachnu Biyachad. Zeinyan. And that's the pshat. Ani Choshev. Avikuach. And the Parsha Kodemet. The machlokes between Koirach and Aaron. Bo Nishma. Ani Choshev. Davar Ma'od Manyan. I think this is something interesting. What was Koirach about? Many of us think Koirach was Stam, you know, Stam a rabble rouser. He was Stam a. Osher, you want to tell him that you should do that later? Is that okay? Atom cream, Adam. Kacha, Rabbi say. What was Korach doing? Korach, Chazal Omrim, Korach Pikeach Oya. Chazal tells Korach was very smart. Chazal Omrim, Korach was Noisei as a Oren. He carried the Oren Abris. Chazal say Korach was Ben Yitzor. Ben Yitzor means that he came from a very, very prestigious lineage. What was Korach's whole idea that he was saying that Aaron doesn't belong to be Kohen Gadol? I'm supposed to be Kohen Gadol. He wanted to be Kohen Gadol. Ani choshev apshat kacha. If you look at the two different people, who was a more significant individual? Who was a more prominent, talented individual? The answer is Koirach. Koirach as an individual was far greater than Aaron. Kacha ani choshev. He had tremendous talents as an individual. So why was he wrong? He said, I should be Kohen Gadol. Look at me, I'm so much more. I'm Ben Yitzar. Aaron has like some oil you put on his head. I'm Ben Yitzar, I got it. It's like I'm totally saturated with oil. I am the top. What was his mistake? Because Koirach wasn't a team player. Aaron maybe wasn't as good as Koirach on one-on-one. But Aaron was a team player. Aaron cared about everybody else. Aaron was miromem et kulam. Koirach said, Kikola eda kulam kidoshim. Kulanu kidoshim. We have lots of yechidim, kol echad kadosh. Kulanu kidoshim. All of us. And I'm on the top. Aval ze lo emet. Kulanu kidoshim is a mistake. Anachnu mamlechet kohanim v'goy Kadosh, Kadosh Belashen Yochid. Anachnu Kedusha has to be that we're mitchaber biyachad. Not each one, each guy is doing his own thing. I'm doing my thing, you're doing your thing. We're goy kadosh. We're goy echad ba'aretz. Goy echad, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Masbir. We are one. And that one is kadosh. Aaron is the perfect Kohen Gadol for a goy echot. Because Aaron brought everyone together. He brought everybody up. Everyone was uplifted through Aaron HaKohen. True, as an individual, Koirach was maybe higher. But Aaron did more. There's a musag. Musag is tzadik katamar yifrach. A tzadik is like a tamar. Is like a it's like a day tree. Ke'erez balvonon yiske. Ke'erez is like a cedar tree. So why is a tzaddik mashal nimshal to a tamar, to a palm tree? As shamati ra'iti pam besefer achad shu'amar pshatu kacha. He said the pshat's like this. What's taller, a cedar or a tamar? Cedar trees are much taller, like the tallest trees around. What's the difference between a tamar and an erez? Is a tamar has perot. Tamar gives fruits. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, tzadik katamar yifrach. A tzaddik has to give fruit. He has to be able to share with others. He has to include other people into his steiging. That's Aaron HaKohen. He was a tzaddik. Korach was maybe like an Erez. He was very tall, Korach. But no one else was connecting with him. So he said, okay, kulanu kedoshim. Everyone's got his own kedusha. Everyone's got his own tree. Aval ze lo kacha. That's not the way it is. We are Am Echad. And we have to be mitkasher echad l'sheni. And we're speaking now about the Bayless, the famous Bayless trial. But Klal Yisrael is going through a similar tzara that's happening mamash as we're living. That there are three boys that none of us ever met. And the entire army is being mobilized. And the entire world is being concerned to get these three boys home. Who are they? The three boys. But Klal Yisrael doesn't look at it as just, you know, there's someone else. This is our family. This is part of us. We need them to come home. Because we see ourselves as all being part of one goof. That's what's unique about Klal Yisrael. There's an interesting Sheila. And I'd like to oppose the Sheila. I don't have a terutz that I'm so happy with yet. So I'd like to ask you this question. Ma katuv v'pasuk, katuv adam ki yomus ba'oyel, and al mize shayach, who is this pasuk speaking about? Is it medubar? Al Yisrael. Atem kruim adam, ve'en umas oylem kruim adam. Nachon? So umas oylem, we could say a lot of things about them. Adam is not one description for them. And we explain that it doesn't mean that we're racist, it doesn't mean we have no value for Goyish life, but this Toar, this description of Adam, is only for a Yisrael. Ma sheila, sheila hu kacha. Sheila hu shekatuf. Bepasuk, ushmartem es chukoisai. Asher yaase oisam ha-adam v'chai bahem. It's a pasuk in Vayikra. The pasuk says, "Ushmartem es chukoisai, asher yaase oisam ha-adam v'chai bahem." Katuv b'gemara baba kama. Tishma sheila. Chazal lamdu. Shelon katuv ushmartem es chukoisai asher yaase oisam koyein Levi Yisrael v'chai bahem. Ma katuv b'pasuk? Asher yaase ha'adam v'chai bahem. Mi ze ha'adam? Katuv b'gemara baba kama afilu nochri v'oisek batoira harei hu kekoyein gadol afilu nochri oisek batoira is already on a darga gvoa. If it was a katuv, because the pasuk says, "Asher yase ha'adam v'chay bohem." Mi ze ha'adam afilu nochri. Pasuk saying now, even a guy is considered adam. So what's the question? The nishma stira bein ha'mamarei chazal. On our parasha it says, "Adam ki yomus ba'ol." Mi ze adam? Mi ze nikra adam? Only Yisrael is kuriyim adam. Ve'ovdekachovim enim kuriyim adam. Ve'la gemora be'baba kama katuv afilu nachri oisek batoira. It's kikoyin gadol. Because it says in the pasuk, asher yase ha'odom v'chai bahem. Ze astira. As Rabbeinu Tam shu'alat ha'shela hazoti. Toisves al asar. Toisves b'makom shu'alat ha'shela. Anyone has a possible chiluk katan that they could think? Anyone?
You look like a Jew, but not a Jew actually.
So I was thinking something along those lines, but let's hold that for a second. But let's just be medayek in the two psukim. Just try to be medayek. Don't think of why. Just think of what. The pasuk says, "Adam ki yomus ba'el." That pasuk's only talking about a yid, not a goy. But the pasuk says, "Asher yase ha'adam v'chay bahem." It's talking even about a goy. What's the difference between the two psukim?
When they're alive, they're considered chayim. Once they die,
when they're alive, they could be considered adam. Once they're dead, they're not adam anymore. Good. That's nice. It's not Rabbeinu Tam. That's Shimmy Schiller. Rabbi Natan is being medayik. I have no havana Rabbi Natan. I just want to tell you just the diktuk in the pasuk. Our pasuk says Adam ki yomus ba'oyel is talking only about a yid. That pasuk says Asher yaseh ha'adam v'chay ba'em is talking about a goy. Just makes a dikduk and doesn't say why.
Just someone talking about
hey,
death,
hey,
talking
hey.
About living.
The hey. Says the hey. That's it. Death and living, that's basically what Shimmy's saying. But says Rabbeinu Tam, Adam is a Yisrael. Ha Adam afilu nachri. Kacha katuf. V'u lo masbir et zeh. Doesn't say why. Why is it ha Adam can be, now we could give other tshuvot. Shimi gave one tshuva, the shimmies together, that maybe when a goy is alive, so he's still nachshav Adam. But when he's already passes away, so then he's already nothing. Then there's nothing left him. He has no legacy. He has no, there's nothing, nothing remains of the Adam. The other answer was, what were you saying?
It's kielu like a Jew.
He's Oisek Batoira. So maybe a guy who's Oisek Batoira, yesh letzuras Adam, because he's chach Oisek Batoira. But stam oivet koichovim, which is a person that says no shaykh lo mekusha letoira bechlal. This I don't know. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm leaving you with this question. If anyone has an answer for me, be very happy to havana, in understanding what's the difference between Adam and ha Adam. Happy to hear. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.
Rebbe, yeah. Does hay stand for